Hey, what's up, my Bringing Glaze family? Guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Bringing Glaze Daily. Today is Monday, and yes, we have two options. We can be sad and negative and think like, God, another week is beginning. Whether it's work or school, I'm sad because I have to do this. Trust me, sometimes I feel that way too. It happens, okay? The other option is to be like, oh my God, let's be positive. We're going to make this the best week of our lives. Today, I think I will choose the latter. I will choose the second option just because it feels better, guys. I don't want to be complaining. And on a Monday, you kind of just have to force some positivity into your life. So you know what? It's a beautiful day where I am. I'm back in Rome, as you guys know. The weather is great. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. There's nothing to complain about. So with that being said, let's start with today's very interesting, in my opinion, episode of Bring Glaze Daily. We will go random question, one big thing, and then three words of the day. So let's start off with that random question. Today's random question is, what was one of the most important decisions you've ever made? What was one of the most important decisions you've ever made? Guys, when I saw this question, I did not have to think long about my answer because it's very easy for me. The most important decision, unless I'm forgetting something, the most important decision I ever made was to leave my first job out of college. So just to give you guys a quick story, in 2015, in the spring, I graduated from the University of Kansas. And that summer, basically in August of 2015, I started my first job. Now, if you follow me closely, you know that I studied linguistics at Kansas. But strangely, my first job was in software security, which basically had absolutely nothing to do with linguistics. So it wasn't a perfect match for me, but I accepted the job anyway because that's what you do. If you are offered a nice job, and it was a nice job, it was a very comfortable, well-paid even job, and it was my first job out of college, so you accept a job like that if they offer it to you. The problem with accepting a job like that is what basically every Disney movie is about. I wasn't chasing my dream. I wasn't following my heart. I wasn't doing what I loved to do. Now, keep in mind, before graduating from the University of Kansas, I had started my YouTube channel, Briller, which was growing. I had a lot of connections in Italy. I had just learned Italian pretty well. So I was like, am I really going to give that up and just start working this job and have 20 vacation days a year? It just didn't feel right to me. And as I said, the important decision I made was to leave that job. So after about 12 months or 1 year at that job, I said, boss, I'm sorry, but I have to leave this job. And I think he was kind of surprised, and that was a difficult thing to do. It's difficult to leave a job, you know? And it's also scary and it's risky, but I left it. And what did I do? I decided to chase the passion, my Italian connection. And so in the summer of 2016, I came to Italy. And well, the rest is history. I think you guys know what happened. I ended up meeting the woman who would become my wife. And then she and I went to Japan together. And now I kind of have my own business, and you can kind of say that the decision to leave that job led me to all this great, amazing stuff that I have now. So I would say that that was the most important decision I've ever made. What about you guys? And that is today's random question. Now let's go to one big thing, and I think that you will think it's super interesting. So, how would you feel if today we could open a room that had been closed for 6,000 years. Okay? Well, unfortunately, we are not going to experience that curiosity and that wonder and that fascination. But in roughly 6,000 years, some future society will experience that, because in the state of Georgia, in the United States, there is something called the Crypt of Civilization. So what is it? Well, it's basically a very big time capsule where so many different things have been stored, such as seed samples, dental floss, a woman's purse with typical contents, an electric toaster, a Budweiser beer, a typewriter, a radio, a cash register, toys for kids, even ancient, well, not ancient literature, but it will become ancient literature, the Divine Comedy, Gone with the Wind, and so many other things. So I want you guys to imagine a society in 6,000 years opening the Crypt of Civilization and finding all these things. Even if our society today in 2021 opened the Crypt of Civilization, we would probably already think, wow, this stuff is old. Now go 5,920 years further into the future, because I didn't mention this Crypt of Civilization. It was built in 1937, so about 80 years ago. There are still 5,920 years to wait. Imagine seeing something like that. I think that's wonderful. It's crazy. And I don't know. I honestly just hope the crypt lasts that long, because a terrible earthquake or a terrible tornado could potentially damage the contents of this crypt. It's also important to realize that language will change. I imagine English will no longer exist. Italian will no longer exist. So I believe they also put a pronunciation guide to the English language, because most of the contents are English. And if people want to read Gone with the Wind, they need to have a pronunciation guide to English. Maybe even the letter system and the writing system will be completely different in 6,000 years. So who knows how the future alien civilization of humans will be different, and how they will perceive this time capsule when they open it in 6,000 years. Whatever happens, it's a cool idea, and I appreciate it. Now, for those of you wondering why 6,000 years is the magic number, it's because the creator, a man named Thornwell Jacobs, he was inspired by the Egyptian pyramids, which were discovered 6,000 years, roughly, after their invention. So now we are going to wait 6,000 more years for Thornwell Jacobs' invention, the Crypt of Civilization, to be opened. So if that topic interests you guys, go ahead and search it on Google. You can read more about it. But that is today's one big thing. And now we are going to transition to the three words of the day. And today's three words are relevant to what we just talked about, starting with number one, which is a verb, preserve. Preserve, spelled P-R-E-S-E-R-V-E. You can probably guess the meaning here. Conservare, preservare, mantenere. So to use preserve in a sentence, we could say, in order to preserve your vegetables, keep them in the fridge. We also have the word preservatives in English. So I think you guys are familiar with this word in Italian, and now you know that something very similar exists in English. Moving on to word number two, we have contents. Contents is also sometimes uncountable and it becomes content. For example, YouTube content. But if you're talking about specific items, you can also use it plural and say contents. For example, the contents of the woman's purse are unknown. So the continuity. And the spelling of contents is C-O-N-T-E-N-T-S. Notice the pronunciation. Content. There's also an adjective, content, contento. Content, content. Content is continuity with the stress on the first syllable, content. And last, guys, another verb here, to store. Store like un negozio, S-T-O-R-E. But to store as a verb means immagazzinare. Immagazzinare. Wow, I don't know why that's so difficult. But it's basically to keep something in a place. That's storing something. So for example, if we have too many water bottles, someone could say, we can store the water in that guest room so that no one is using the guest room. So we can store our water in the guest room. That's to store. And if you listen to this episode one more time, you probably heard me say storing the contents and they can be preserved. So you probably heard all three words when I was describing today's one big thing. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to stop right there. So I'm wishing you guys the best Monday ever. And I thank you for joining me on today's episode of Bringlaze Daily. I will talk to you guys tomorrow, Tuesday. Enjoy the start of your week. And let's talk again tomorrow morning, all right? Peace.